You know, I've got some great guests joining us in just a few, well, just a little bit later in the show. Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers will be with us. But, of course, one of my best friends in the music business, one of the greatest songwriters. This song will kind of let you know who it is. It's Jim Peterick coming up. This is The Ides of March.
Oh, well, my wavelength gets a little longer every time I wave goodbye. Sentimental breakdown. You know I break down in life. Where I'm not supposed to lie my head. Always seen my softest pillow. And as I board my plane, something inside my brain needs to wave LA goodbye.
Great little acoustic bass number from the Ides of March, and you know, acoustic music, even though they're known for the brass and the horns and the big guitars and the keys and everything, acoustic music is kind of where it all started with those guys, and they are going back to that with a special concert that they're bringing to the region. And to tell us about that, to tell us about the big Christmas show that's an annual event, to tell us about the Cornerstones project, and of course, something brand new, like this guy didn't have enough going on in his career, now he's a calendar pinup boy. Jim Peterick, are you with me?
Yeah, other than that, Tom, nothing's going on.
I swear I can't keep up with you.
I can't keep up with me. What the heck is going on? I thought at age, you know, at age 67 I was supposed to slow down. I'm speeding up. It's crazy.
You'd think so. Let's start off, first of all, with the calendar. That took me by surprise. There's a video out there. It's on my Facebook page. It's on yours, of you with the guitars. It's the Guitars That Followed Me Home theme. Tell us about how that calendar came about.
Well, thank you. This is where passion meets commerce. I've been a guitar collector. I didn't know I was a guitar collector when I was 11 years old. I just knew that when I bought the next one, I could never sell the one before it. So I just kept it. I couldn't bear to get rid of any of my, what I call my children.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, by the time I had the Tiger came out, I probably had about 40 guitars. Well, now that's expanded to almost 200.
Wow.
And they're all only guitars that I love, and I play them all. They're my babies. Some are very expensive or have become very, very valuable since the day I bought them. And some I had to pay a good penny for, and some I stole from naive sources that didn't know what they had. And I decided, you know, there's so many guitar fanatics out there. Even if you're not a player, there's a lot of people that love guitars.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you're not a great player, you can enjoy a great guitar. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do a calendar. It's crazy. It's different. And I call it Guitars That Follow Me Home. And truly, all the shots were done at my house in Burr Ridge in various bizarre locations, like the kitchen. Like, I have a whole brace of guitars on our Corian top in our kitchen counter. I have the 12-string electrics, like the Rickenbackers and the Fenders, all lounging in my media room on recliner chairs. It's really, really a lot of fun, and it's actually doing really well.
When did your lovely wife Karen finally realize this addiction of yours and accept it as part of you?
She still has not accepted it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, I said to her just before we were talking today, I said, I really want to talk to you tonight at dinner. She said, is it another guitar? And I said, no, but you know what? It is.
Wow. Now, how do we get this calendar? I mean, obviously through your website.
It's definitely on, you know, jimputerick.com, amazon.com. We're selling a lot over there. It's in Barber's Bookstore in the Chicagoland, in the Burr Ridge, Barber's Burr Ridge, the Barber's Glen Ellen store. Baker & Taylor is our distributor. Gradually, and very, very soon, it'll be in all the Barnes & Noble's bookstores. So, yeah, a lot of places you can go.
What inspired this? I mean, to actually think, okay, I'm going to put myself on a calendar.
Well, everybody needs a calendar. I certainly do. And I just, you know, usually they have, you know, Memorial Day listed and all that. I said, no, I'm going to do that, but I'm also going to do all the famous guitar players' birthdays on the day they were born.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different. And like I said, the photographs are incredible. I want to give Christy Schramm big accolades for shooting the calendar. Everybody says they're the most vivid pictures of vintage guitars they've ever seen. You know, so it's just a fun thing. It's going to turn into a coffee table book probably next year, but starting out as a calendar.
Wow. I'll tell you, you've got so much going on. Of course, about a year ago, you put out your memoirs, Through the Eye of the Tiger, some great reading there. You constantly are releasing albums under various band projects that you're doing. Pride of Lions had something recently. Coming up a little later in the show, we've got Mindy Hebert joining us. And of course, you've worked with her over the years. And just your fingerprints are all over pop music, jazz music, everything, all over my house.
Well, I saw your house, man. I saw that room. It's incredible.
Oh, yeah, you saw my library. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I was like, holy mackerel. I'm a big part of this library. I like it.
That's true. You know, you're a big part of the Chicago music scene and always have been, and I respect the fact that you didn't really relocate like so many other of our famous native sons. You have stayed right here in the Chicago market your whole life, and you are indeed a cornerstone of Chicago rock, and that is the title of this series of shows that you are doing with our friends in the Buckinghams, the Crying Shames, the Ides of March, and so many others. Let's talk a little bit about that, because another show is coming up.
Yes, that has been a real blessing. It started as a PBS soundstage production, and we all got together and did one amazing night that was all captured on a million cameras. It's been shown all across the country and in Chicago numerous times,
mm-hmm.
and we've raised a ton of money for public TV, which we're very, very proud of, public media, as they call it now.
Thank you for that, because that's what we are here.
I know, man. I love it, and that's the best programming there is as far as Karen and I are concerned. Anyway, started there, and then we started doing live shows, and guess what? They were selling out in a matter of days. There was such a cache of people that love the 60s, of course the 70s and 80s, but there's a certain bunch of people that are just hooked on the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when The Shadows of the Night, when Jimmy Sons comes up out there, the place goes nuts, and he's doing, you know, Shake and Oh Yeah, and of course the national anthem of rock and roll, as he says, Gloria, and I'm not going to doubt it. I'm not going to doubt it. You know, or Ronnie Rice and the New Colony Six and Ray Graffia, they come out and do I Will Always Think About You or I Love You So Much. The Crying Shames, you know, Tom Doody, he was my hero.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 15, he was a whopping 19. You know, he was to be looked up to, and he'd sing. He's an Irish tenor, and I tried to emulate his vibrato. Now I can't get rid of the vibrato, but he was my hero. In fact, he's in the next room with Larry visiting the studio right now. We're just having such a blast, and I didn't even mention, you know, some of the other bands, you know, Eliota Haynes. We still have Ted Eliota with us.
Yeah, we just lost Skip. I mean, that's a shame.
That was, you know, he was such a sweetheart, you know, and that original Cornerstones taping, unfortunately, a few people are not with us anymore, Skip being one of them. Gary Loizzo, a huge loss. We still honor him with Bend Me, Shape Me at the end of every Cornerstone show. And the bass player from the Sandals, who was also part of that original taping, is gone. So we're just knocking on wood that we can keep rocking.
Well, we're going to do a bigger show on the Cornerstones. Of course, you mentioned Tom is in town. I'm going to do an interview with him and yourself in a couple of weeks right before that show, which is at the Arcata, correct, in St. Charles?
Yeah. Yes. We're doing one this Saturday in Rockford, but around here, the Cornerstones is coming to the Arcata on the 25th, and that's going to be a rocking good time.
All right. Well, stay with me. We're going to play a song right now that everybody knows and loves from the Ides. We're going to play the original mono version of Vehicle. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Christmas show, and we're going to talk about a special acoustic show that you've got coming up.
Great.
You hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, and I need you.
Vehicle.
I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Hollywood, but if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
A great song, you know, decades old, and yet every time I hear that, I want to roll the window down and just drive.
Oh, man. You know, I got a rush hearing that mono version right now. I can't understand how we did that at age 19. I really can't. It was like we caught lightning in a bottle. We went down to CBS Studios, and we cut this song. It's just, holy mackerel, what did we do?
You know, you had so many hits before that. And again, as I was mentioning, they were acoustic based. And you did a lot of the Beatlesque kind of stuff. And sure. You made your name in the 60s with songs like L.A. Goodbye. But of course, Vehicle in 1970 really changed the pace for the Ides. But you're going back to that acoustic roots coming up here in Whiting. Tell me a little bit about that show.
Yeah, the Whiting show at the Region, it's going to be a very, I hate to say down home, because I don't know what that means.
You're going to break out your banjo? I mean, you've done that before, too.
I'm not going to break out the banjo. But, you know, we're going to do the hits, but we're going to do them very stripped down, acoustic instruments, and, you know, mic on that thing you sit on. not a drum kit.
The cajon.
Cajon. Yeah, it's going to sit in the cajon, and we're going to tell some stories and just have fun. You know, it's going to be great. We're going to do a lot of the songs that we haven't done in a long time from early Ides albums like Colorado Morrow and Freedom Suite, just a whole array. But we're also going to do some of the big hits in, you know, much different style, like, you know, Eye of the Tiger, Vehicle, of course, but kind of reinvented. And, you know, people seem to like, of course, they like the high power rock thing we do.
Right.
But there's also another dimension at a theater, a small theater, where there's an intimacy that you just can't get. You can hear every word and every harmony part. It's kind of cool.
Now, is it going to be the core four or is Scott coming and doing keys? What's the format as far as the performance?
This is going to be the great eight. The great eight. We have the core four. We got the jive five that includes Scott Bay. And then with the brass, it's the grade eight. So it's going to be the Full Metal Jacket, man.
Wow. Now you're going to be doing, I know you guys did a great version of Eleanor Rigby, Sweet for Eleanor, and you also did Wooden Ships on the first album. Again, very acoustic based, and I wish I had time to play those because I love those songs probably more than the original versions.
Oh, that's very nice.
Will those be included by chance,
no.
Either or?
Not this time.
Okay.
Eleanor Rigby is like, you know, it was one of those jams that was different every night. And, you know, a lot of electric guitars, at least doing the leads, I don't know how we would pull it off, to be honest with you. So I think we're going to leave that to unveil the reinvented Eleanor Rigby in the spring and summer of 18.
Okay. Maybe Wooden Ships or Dharma? No?
Maybe, you know?
Okay.
A lot of requests for that, Tom. Thank you.
All right. I love hearing all the hits, as do all the fans, but sometimes when you just blow the dust off one of those album tracks, it just excites.
Oh, listen, the deep cuts, you know, we don't do enough of that because, you know, people want to hear the hits, just like you said, but we just dusted off Age Before Beauty, which is a killer, and we're going to do more, so it's all good.
So what else is coming up here? I definitely want to talk about the Christmas show, but what other projects are on your plate before we turn it to the season?
Sure. Well, I'm very excited to be writing songs with Dennis DeYoung, and we're just having a blast. He's going to be doing a new album for 18, solo album, and I'm telling you, I can't talk too much about it, but we're just having a blast, and we're loving the songs we're writing, so that's a very exciting part of my life right now. And then, you know, we're also looking forward to a possible Brian Wilson, a new album. And I'm getting together with Team Brian and his producer, and Larry and myself, and we're starting to put new songs together for a Brian album. I'm working with my heroes. I mean, what could be better? It's just been a lot of fun. And the Ides, we're planning a big new album for 2018. We're going to cut an album. It's all going to be documented on video, the making of whatever we call this album. All brand new songs, all, you know, very soup to nuts, just like always, acoustic to hard brass.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be, we're Larry and I are, and actually Mike Borch, too, we're writing for that album right now.
Wow. Well, jumping back to what you started with Dennis, I've known Dennis for a long time, and when we talked last time, I asked him, I said, when's the new album coming? He goes, when I can write something that's as good as the best of what I've done. And I thought, that's a very profound statement. That's setting the bar high. So clearly he has found a good collaborator in you, because you've got a few hits under your belt.
Well, it's been a great experience because he's bringing so much. I mean, a lot of times he'll start a song and he'll send it to me, or he'll play it for me, and I'll put my spin on it, or vice versa. And each time, you know, we improve each other's ideas. At least that's my hope. I mean, we have some. He's an incredible lyricist. Mm-hmm. You know, I should have realized it, but. And then he's pushing me. You know, Peterick, you're lazy. You're relying on cliches. Come on, dig deeper. You know, he's really good for my writing.
Right, right. Wow. So, do we have a target date for that? I know you can't say too much, but is there a target date that you guys are looking at?
That'll be the dentist interview that you do soon.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the holidays. We've got a great Christmas. Well, you've written a couple of Christmas songs now. I don't have the one you did with Scott yet. We're going to use that for the Christmas show. But yeah. We do have the old standby.
Yeah, I'll make sure you get that. I wrote a song. I said, only you could sing this, Scott. I produced his vocal. So I was there like, okay, take that line again. You know, mm-hmm. He's never sounded better. It's called My Christmas Book of Dreams. But the one that, you know, has really captivated Chicago is Sharing Christmas. It started as the Share Christmas program at my church, St. John of the Cross in Western Springs. They had a, you know, food for the needy kind of drive, and I helped deliver food, and it's called Share Christmas. Well, I'm never one to miss a good hook.
Right.
Oh, I wrote Sharing Christmas in that first year. We donated a lot of money to the church. So that's been a real big song for us.
And let's play that now, and then we'll talk about the show itself that is coming up. This is the Ides of March, Sharing Christmas, a final time with Jim Peterick on the other side.
Don't let this silent night pass you by. Fill your heart with the season. Out your branches up to the sky. Where there is love, there's a reason. Sing for the children, the innocent youth. Let the day spirit travel in you. Sharing Christmas, it's more than just ribbons and bows. Sharing Christmas, open your hearts on this day, letting your love light the way. Gather in song, all you angels on earth, uniting as one voice together. Wait for the day of his birth, we'll sit at one table in heaven. Let faith be a compass when the highways are dark. Measure your fortune by the love in your heart. Sharing Christmas, it's more than just ribbons and bows. It's a feeling that grows. Sharing your hearts on this day, letting your love light the way.
Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia. On this sea,
Christmas. It's more than just ribbons and bows. It's a feeling that grows every Christmas. Open your hearts on this day and let in your love light the way. Let in your love light the way. Let in your love light the way. The way.
Sharing Christmas. And I do get a chance to share Christmas with Jim Peterick almost every year. We do a Christmas special. And Jim has always been a part of that here at the Lakeshore Studios. And that song is a staple here as well. What a wonderful tune, not only for Chicago, mm-hmm. but for the world. And it certainly is something that carries a message we really need now more than ever, I think, in today's world. We've got so much craziness going on. And Jim, your songs so many times address topical things, and you have so much to say.
Well, thank you. You know, I think too often Christmas gets lumped in with, you know, just very, and I don't mind superficial, but how about some what Christmas really means?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of radio is really afraid to play anything that is overtly religious or spiritual, and that bugs me because that's where Christmas started, man. There wouldn't be any you know, Mariah Carey Christmases without Christmas, you know.
That's true. That's true. So
and so Christmas, it means a lot to me and the whole band, really.
We're going to talk in a couple of weeks, as I mentioned, about the Cornerstone Show. We're going to have Tom and you on, both of you. We may even have Carl on. You never know. Sometimes I'll give him a ring and he'll be happy to chat. But
he's great. Carl's great.
You got the Christmas show coming up, and we're going to do I do that thing every year where I do Home for the Holidays, different celebrity friends that share stories of their childhood and what they're doing today for Christmas. And I'm definitely going to tap you for that one, find out something else, because you've shared a really good story about the bike with us last year and the year before, actually. So I'm going to have you put your thinking cap on, and in a couple of days we'll start talking about the Christmas show. But speaking of that, when is the Ides Christmas concert at the Arcata? Oh,
okay, December 16th. It's going to be great. You know, for me, Christmas doesn't really kick in until we start rehearsing for this show. And then all the doors come down, and I feel the spirit, and I'm looking for mistletoe everywhere in the house. It's just a great show, and I don't mean that immodestly, but if I was in the audience, I'd really be enjoying it. The first set, first of all, Megan McDonough, the natural treasure from St. Charles, Illinois, she is amazing. She had a huge career as a solo artist and still does,
mm-hmm.
and she had a band called Three Dincy Dames or something, very cool, very campy, fun band she had. But now she opens up for the Ides with her great, mainly original Christmas songs and a couple of standards. And then we take the stage, and the first set is all Christmas material.
Mm-hmm.
It's either things that I wrote with Scott or with the band, and it's original. And then we'll reinvent a traditional song like Little Drummer Boy with Mike Borch, our drummer, at the edge of the stage with his little snare drum. Just a lot of touching moments. And Megan will come up on stage with us for Sharing Christmas and We Wish, which We Wish isn't really a Christmas song, but it's the spirit of Christmas.
Right.
Of what we can wish for the future, for our children. Then we take a break, and we come back, and the second set is the full metal jacket, as I like, full brass jacket of rock and roll, all the hits that I've had the honor of writing or co-writing, ending, of course, with Vehicle and just kicking it down.
Mm-hmm. December 16th, Arcata Theater, St. Charles, is where the Ides annual Christmas show will be. Of course, the Cornerstone Show we talked about earlier, November 24th, also at the Arcata. And I've got to think that Ron Onesti's probably got a cot for you there. You play there so often.
Yeah, it's in the upper floor of the speakeasy. I wanted it there because it's very stylish. There's a lot of belt around and girls dressed in 20s flappers outfit, so I stay there.
All right. Region Theater in Whiting, when is that acoustic show at the Ides?
That's the 30th of December. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's almost the last day of the year. And then we get, you know, the big New Year's Eve celebration, which we're not playing, but we're leaving the first day of January for the Moody Blues Cruise, the Ides of March.
Oh, that's so right.
It's going to be a busy time, but the 30th at the Whiting region, it's going to be really a lot of fun.
Well, I just got, John Lodge just sent me his solo program, an autographed copy of that we're going to use for the auction this year for the animals. But can I hold your guitar when you go on the cruise? I mean, can I carry it around for you and just tag along?
You sure can. You tell Toby Berman, though.
Okay, Toby. All right. Coming up in just a minute, we've got an old friend of yours, Mindy Hebert, is going to join us with her, she's in town with the Bone Shakers over at the Genesee Theater. Are you going to be at the show tonight by chance?
I can't go, but I'm still rehearsing. But you tell Mindy to kick some you-know-what.
I love her to
death, and she's one of my best friends. So have fun with Mindy and the Bone Shakers.
I saw
them a few weeks back at the Montrose Room, and they were just amazing.
I've never seen her. I've had her on the show a few times. I've listened to her albums incessantly, but I'm very much looking forward to going. Alice and I are going to have a date night tonight. We got a room, and we're going to just have some fun with Mindy and the band.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, send my love and enjoy the show. I know you will.
All right. Well, to segue into this, I think it's only appropriate we go back to the song that you and Mindy did together off the Life Force album, Saul Good, because it is Saul Good. So, Jim, tell us a little bit about this, what it was like to work with Mindy, how the song came about, and then we'll say goodbye.
Well, Mindy's a joy to work with. You know, we were working in her bungalow. She has a bungalow in Hollywood. I mean, actually in Hollywood. And it's the cutest little bungalow, and she has this little patio, and we went out there a lot of times because it was so nice out there. You smell the flowers and everything, and I just started saying boom de gang boom de gang boom de gang boom, and I said it's all good, and she goes song all right, you know, and it was one of those organic songs. We just wrote it in about an hour, you know.
Wow.
And then cut the track here. She came out to my studio and cut the vocal and the sax, and it's one of my favorite cuts.
The video is awesome too. Where'd you and Colin's in that, your son? I don't know who the bass player was, but it's an awesome video. Was that filmed here or in Hollywood?
This was here. This was in the fields of Burr Ridge. There's an empty lot. It's got to be the last empty lot ever in Burr Ridge.
Wow.
And we got the permission to. I think there's like a water storage underneath it, and they can't build or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I got out my 55 Chevy, and we drove over there and just had a blast. It was just, and Colin is, you know, playing, and God, I had such a band. And, of course, Mindy, and it shows. It's such a joyous video.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. I'm going to add that to my Facebook page after the show today. Good stuff. Well, to recap, Jim Peterick having added to his extensive resume, Pinup Boy in a Calendar, The Guitars That Followed Me Home, now available at a variety of different stores online and online at jimpeterick.com. Also, we've got three shows, December 16th at the Arcata, which is the Christmas show with the Ides of March. The 24th is the Chicago Cornerstones of Rock, the Ides, and so many other great bands. And we're going to have a special show on that coming up here on Lakeshore, so make sure you listen for that. And then wrapping up the year with an acoustic Ides show closer to home in Northwest Indiana on December 30th at the Regent Theater. So, Jim, stay safe and take some vitamins, man.
I need some.
You do.
You got any? No. And Tom, I always want to tell you, you're one of my favorite people in general, but on the air, you're so amazing. Your knowledge is great. You sell so many tickets for me and so many calendars, and I just love you, man.
Happy to do it. Stay safe, Jimmy. Say hi to the guys and to Karen, of course. She's the prettiest of the bunch.
That's for sure.
All right. This is Saul Good. This is Jim Peterick and Mindy Hebert, and she'll be joining us on the other side.
Kick off your shoes and stay a while. Let down your hair and soak up the sun. Right now I've got the feeling there's love enough for healing everyone. Hear the rhythm, clap your hands, sing your song, just do your dance. You can't keep yourself from smiling, all you've gotta do is say it's all good,
so good,
it's alright,
it's alright.
Not a worry in the world, just living life. It's all good,
it's
alright,
it's alright.
Take it easy, take it slow, feel the grass between your toes, it's all good. Some cold drink and a glass of wine, feel so fine just hanging with my friends. I can stay right here forever and live this day again and again. There'll be rainy days and nights when things don't work out right, but as long as we're together, hey, that don't bother me. It's all good,
it's all good,
it's all right,
it's all right.
Not a worry in the world, just living life. It's all good,
it's all good,
it's all right,
it's all right.
Take it easy, take it slow, feel the sand between your toes, it's all good. So many roads that you can take, do what you love and you just can't go wrong. You can be beautiful each day, see the world in your own way. It's your song, just sing along. Not a worry in the world, just living life. It's all good,
it's
alright.
It
ain't no big deal, just take it light. It's all good,
it's
alright. Not a worry in the world, just living life. It's all good,
it's
alright. Take it easy, take it slow. Feel the grass between your toes. It's all good.